The last pick, Craig, you've had a minute to think about it. I think we know where you're going, though.
It's a really tough pick. I could have signed off like half an hour ago. I don't know how I got Ja'Marr Chase last in this draft, but Ja'Marr Chase is who I'm taking last in this draft.
The last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, Ja'Marr Chase.
Unbelievable.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the few in attendance and the thousands listening around the world, let's get ready to gamble. My name is Tony Cavallo. As always, I'm joined by Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston, and we are the West Coast Gamblers, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network and the only gambling show that makes you money. And we have made money all regular season long. We have been keeping tracks of bets season long and week long bets all year. And now it is time. 18 weeks of the regular season have concluded. It is time for the playoffs. And we are kicking off the playoffs with something we've never done on this show before. Never, ever done on this show before. I have plenty of guests coming to talk about it. That's coming up a little bit later. But first, before we get there, we have to tip our cap. Give a little congratulatory applause. He had 9 points in week 17. He had another 9 points in week 18. The true king of the coast is none other than Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston. Congratulations, Sharp.
Can I just have a wow, boys? As the quote unquote,
what a season.
As the quote unquote resident Sharp of the show, I did have that expectation. Let me tell you. My 4-week rough stretch there, I felt like Tom Hanks on Castaway trying to fucking crack open a coconut, was really struggling.
Yeah.
And what a testament to the tightness of this race. Really, really happy for Dangles, man. I mean, he clearly gets the MIP, the most improved.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would hope so. If the worst better on the show doesn't get the most improved by the end of an 18-week season, well, then we're doing something wrong.
Well, you're right there. And I know this is all fun and games, but obviously we prepare for these. And I was very, very happy that I did come out on top with a good finish.
Definitely. The defending King of the Coast champion, Drew, ended with 89 points, Dangles with 84, myself fell apart, just absolutely fell apart last 2 weeks of the season, ended with 78. But Dangles, talked about most improved, but you've been hitting bets since day one. I went back and calculated all the win total bets we gave out. I went back and calculated the 5 best bets we gave out at the start of the season. Dangles, you're 5-1-2 on win total bets, and you're 2-2 on season long bets with one more remaining, and that one remaining is Aaron Rodgers to win the MVP at +1,000. Easily the best gambler on this show record-wise, and had the best record when it came to season long and futures totals. Dangles, I think you've been selling us a little short here, the under-promise and over-deliver angle, because you're the best gambler on this show. The radio proof is in the pudding.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I don't want to go that far, but I will say, you know, look, our show is supposed to not only be about helping you find the best bets, but helping you find, you know, a best bet for you and how to bet for yourself, and whether you've been doing it for 20 years like Schaefer the Sharp or whether you just started a few years ago like I did. The whole point is accessibility, right? This industry is growing. There's more states signing on where you can bet on apps and where you can get involved in this industry. And any way that we can kind of show folks that, hey, yeah, there are lots of numbers and there's jargon and all that sort of stuff, but anybody can do it if you put in the time and you do a little research and you learn from your mistakes. Anybody can do it. So I'm really pleased with myself. I just wanted to come out wash this season. Like, if I could call myself a 500 gambler at the end of this regular season, I would have been totally happy. And the fact that I was able to do even better than that, obviously on the win totals and everything is awesome. So, and I appreciate all the help you guys have given me along the way, because I certainly couldn't have done it without your guidance, even if it was just telling me you're an idiot and that's never going to fucking hit.
We are still deciding what we're going to do for the playoffs. We have a very fun game coming up. We need to see who's going to win the playoffs, because I'm very angry. I was leading King of the Coast all year long, fell apart late. I need to win something this year, because all of us tied in gravestones thanks to my killing of the Indianapolis Colts. What a move by me to throw Indy into the ground. And Pittsburgh Steelers, Somehow, some way, my best bet at the beginning of the year was Pittsburgh to make the playoffs at plus 200 odds. And oh boy, did they make the playoffs at the end of the year. Unreal. My favorite team of the world. You guys lambasted me, rightfully so, all year long. And somehow, some way, magic happens. Life finds a way. Big Ben is in the playoffs. Schaefer the Sharp, I know this is your favorite team.
They're the worst team ever in the history to make the playoffs. And they will be quickly disposed of by the Kansas City Chiefs. That line, and by the way, no, we on our text thread. I love you guys' guesses. Dangles loving the Steelers. Like, oh, you know, I mean, and I get your thought process there, Dangles, with the Chiefs being favored in Denver. But Dangles said about 7.5. Tony said maybe about 10. I was like, that's gonna open 12.5. It opened 12.5. It's gonna get bet up to about 14. I want to give a shout out real quick. Circus Sports. My first entry in Circus Sports. I was in the 2019 Westgate and couldn't quite finish above 500. Circus Sports contest this year. I was inputting picks with my son Colt. That was a really fun thing for us to do on Twitter. And would you believe 45, 44, and 1.
There you go.
So yes, you can count me in, and Colt, I am officially above 500 in the Circa Millions. That was a blast. I hope to do it again next year and build on it. No money to show for it, but I can proudly say, hey, I was over 500.
We have a lot to talk about when it comes. Black Monday is in the middle of happening right now. We're going to talk about all the coaching vacancies, all the hot topic stuff, all the playoff games. That's going to be coming on the Thursday show. We're very excited to dive into those, but today is a much more fun podcast. Today, I'm very much excited to dive into it. We have our first ever Playoff Fantasy, the West Coast Gamblers Invitational, the Playoff Fantasy Draft with all of our guests, and that is coming up next. Excited to dive into it, but I just wanted to tip our cap to all the stuff we've been doing season long, all the bets we've made, and of course, we need to give flowers to the winners. So, Drew, King of the Coast, you're a champion. Dangles, best record on the show and all your season longs, and myself, I'm going to take that Pittsburgh bet and take it all the way fucking home. But that's all done. The regular season for the 2021 NFL season is gone. It is now 2022. It is looking towards the playoffs. And the West Coast Gamblers Invitational is coming up next.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Hey there, my name is Michael Laminato, and this is Pit Pass F1, a brand new podcast that'll take you closer to the action of the world's most prestigious motorsport. From Monaco to Miami and Australia to Azerbaijan, Pit Pass F1 is on the ground and has you covered. Esteemed F1 journalists Julianne Serasoli and Chris Medland will take you inside the sport every round. They'll keep you up to date with the latest news breaking in Formula One and the most influential views shaping the world of Grand Prix racing. Every Friday, we'll be bringing you a track guide and race preview, and Chris and Drew will be in your feed every morning from Saturday through to Monday to keep you up to date on all the day's action on and off the track. So if you want to be in the know on the latest in Formula One, subscribe wherever you get your favourite podcasts and visit us at evergreenpodcasts.com. Pit Pass F1, a brand new show for Evergreen Podcasts.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first ever West Coast Gamblers Invitational, a playoff fantasy matchup that we will be playing now until the end of the Super Bowl. Today, four teams of 10 players each are going to be drafted live on this very podcast. Will it work? Who knows, but we're going to try it. Anyway, these players will accrue points for the entirety of the playoff run until the end of the Super Bowl. If your player gets knocked out of the playoffs, they keep getting zeros till the end, because after they're drafted today, the rosters are locked. No additions, no subtractions, no trades. We draft and we go. The four teams today that are drafted, one of them is going to be hosted by your favorites, the West Coast Gamblers. And yes, all three of us have been battering heads for the entire regular season, but today we're coming together in a unification of sorts to draft a team together. The other three teams, they're going to be drafted by fan favorites, friends that we have had on this show before, and welcome back today. The first pick of the day is going to a man who covers the Washington football team, soon to be known as the Washington Commanders. He is also directly responsible for the man who made sure that those gates at Washington fell over when the Philadelphia fans climbed all over him. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Craig Hoffman. Welcome, sir. You excited to have first overall pick?
No, I don't want this number one pick. I wish I could trade out of it. Like, can I trade out of one for the ability to take two Kansas City Chiefs? Like, who wants that trade?
coming up.
Sorry about that thing, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, well, thank God he's okay, because he might be drafted today. Who knows? Coming up second, drafting second, is a man who performed at the Country Music Awards and is now performing at a town near you. But first, we took him on our show. He is a country music star, and he is touring the world coming up this year, and I'm very excited to maybe see him in my neck of the woods. But he is a Tennessee Titans fan who is loving the fact that his Titans have the one seed. He's wearing the shades if you're watching the Gaming Society YouTube channel. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Ryan Hurd.
Thank you very much. Very proud of the Titans. Very proud to be a Kalamazoo, Michigan native. And it's going to be me and Tim Allen drafting together today. And we fully expect to take home the grand prize.
I did not expect Ryan Hurd to turn into the Carrot Top prop comedian, but I'm excited to have this change. But drafting third, boys, I have to say we let a wolf into the hen house here, because this man is what's known in the sports gambling world as a professional. He is the prince of player props. He came on the show at the beginning of the season, went 3-1 with his player props. Dallas Goedert be damned. We are happy to have him back because we made fun of him when he came on. Yeah, the props hit, but we made fun of him because he was proudly wearing a Cincinnati Bengals hat, and lo and behold, those Bengals won the AFC North and are the 4 seed in the playoffs facing the can't-die Raiders. I'm sure he's drafting the Bengals with his third overall pick in this draft. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Chris Dell. Welcome, sir.
Happy to be back, man. No bias from me. So, you know, this is nothing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. He's definitely
so many Bengals
Jamar
to choose
Chase
from.
First.
You know, we got the Raiders in round one. We've got a weak Titans team in round two. Then we're going to get a beat up Bills or Chiefs team in round three. And then we're going to face an Aaron Rodgers with probably the worst toe he's had all year. So Super Bowl pass right there, guys, right there.
He's begging for it. He's begging for it. As I said, 4 teams, 10 players each. The caveat is you can only take one player from each NFL team. So as Craig said earlier, he can only take one Chief. You can only take one Packer, only one Bengal. And that is how we play this game. Dangles and Drew. Drew, I know you were working on this a little bit. We have the West Coast Gamblers, the debut of our sports book here, and you gave some odds on who's going to win this contest. So what do you have? What's the breakdown of these teams here?
Well, guys, as you look at these teams, I mean, clearly, like you said, the wolf in the hen house, Mr. Dell, subscribed to his Discord channel this year. Can't speak highly enough of the work over there, the betting predators. They know his stuff. So clearly we have a favorite here in Mr. Dell. I'm going to make him like a minus 120 favorite, okay? Minus 120, just a small favorite. West Coast Gamblers, I think we're going to be right there in second place, guys. I have the West Coast Gamblers team at 2-1, plus 200. Craig Hoffman, I don't know much about you as a fantasy expert, but I will say, Dangle said you're kind of a wild card, so I'm going to put that as a nice plus 250. And my best friend, Ryan Hurd, as you can see, you know, fantasy may not be long for him. He might be preoccupied touring the nation on his Pelago tour, coming to a city near you. Check it out. But I'm going to make him a nice even plus 400 to take home the grand prize.
Oh, I fully expect to lose.
I cover Washington football. I know nothing about the playoffs.
Or you bet on Hurd and make big money.
Hey, I wouldn't even take those odds for me to remember the rules.
Well, that's why Tony's here.
That is why I'm here. But without any further ado, let's dive into this draft. We're going snake. Craig first, Hurd second, Dell third. The West Coast Gamblers are fourth. At the end, you must have 2 quarterbacks, 3 running backs, 3 receivers, and 2 tight ends. Only 1 player per NFL team. No more waiting. Craig, you are on the clock. Where are you going to open up the West Coast Gamblers Invitational?
So at the end of the day, I'm just going to take the guy who I think is going to get the most overall points in the playoffs. I figured that was, if I'm going to go wrong on value or some other thing that Dell's going to kick all our asses with, and like, I'm just going to go wrong by taking the guy who's going to score the most. Mahomes is not a 1 seed, so he doesn't have, you know, he's got the extra game. Uh-huh. He's a quarterback who puts up crazy yardage, has a ton of playoff experience. There's a ton of talent on the Chiefs, which is the hardest part, to be like, all right, I'm done with the Chiefs after the first pick. But if this is a really stupid pick, it's a really stupid pick that's going to get me a lot of points. So I'm just going to go Mahomes 1 and move on with my life.
Patrick Jebediah Mahomes is the first overall pick in the West Coast Gamblers Invitational. I have to say, me, Drew, and Dangles were trying to come together, put a big board together, and I told them I think the Chiefs are the AFC favorite in to make the Super Bowl. Plus, they have that extra game, like you said, without having the bye week. I like that Mahomes pick. Ryan Hurd, the king is still on the board. I think we know where you're going with number two overall. What do you got?
I've played this game twice now, 2 years in a row, and I've lost to Drew and our friend Phil every single time. And I've learned that maybe we take the bye teams in the next round. So I'm going with the exact same thought. Chiefs got to be favored to win the AFC, despite the fact that I think the Titans just win, baby. We just win. But I'm going with who's going to catch the most from Patrick Mahomes. I'm going with Travis Kelce with my first pick.
That's almost who I went with one. That was actually my hardest thing. Was, do I go with Kelce or Mahomes? And I was like, do I really go with the tight end one? But
God damn it, Herd.
Now I'm a little...
I had the same exact thought. I said, if he goes Kelce, I go Mahomes.
Herd, I'm not going to lie. Kelce was number one on the West Coast Gamblers big board. We thought for sure he was falling.
I outsmarted myself, damn it.
Odds just got better. Odds just got better.
Oh, no. You created a monster.
My bet, Herd.
But hey, the two Kansas City Chiefs have gone off the board first. Dell, anybody else in the world is yours. All the other teams have 100% of their players available. Where are you going third overall?
This was tough. You know, I was hoping to come into this and like do some type of stack, but we can only do one player per team. So that's kind of out the window. I'm going to take Davante Adams.
God damn it.
Ooh.
Davante
We're
Adams.
We're in a PPR. It's a PPR format. Yep. I know he doesn't play till the next round, and he's going to have a tough matchup whether he plays against the Rams or the Cardinals, but I want to get the elite receiver out there. Tyreek Hill's kind of been slumping as of late. I thought about him. Thought about Aaron Rodgers too, but I feel like we'll have some more options at quarterback. So I'm going to go Davante Adams.
I like it. I like it a lot. Kelce and Davante were the top two on my board. And now it is time for the West Coast Gamblers. It is a snake. We're going two in a row. The way we divvied up these bets is we are giving these first two to the man that won the King of the Coast section. As you heard in the beginning of this podcast, that was none other than Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston. Two picks in a row, Drew. Do it for the team. Where are you going, my guy?
All right, boys. Great. Honestly, if I'm not mistaken, those three were pretty damn close to our big board there. So I'm gonna make it easy. I love circling the wagons. I like the Bills first round matchup. Give me Josh Allen, quarterback, Buffalo Bills, and right back around to me. You know,
look at me.
No, I'm not looking at you. No. I'm not looking at you.
Nope, he's definitively looking at a computer screen, and part of it that is not
I am.
Tony.
I'm not looking at you.
Just do it.
I gotta take, much to Tony's hinting, I don't want to get left out. I'm taking Tyreek Hill. I'm taking Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs.
Well, hey, if I wanted to pick first for the West Coast Gamblers, I should have won the season-long gambling contest. That's on me.
That's fair.
We're taking Josh Allen and Tyreek Hill. Back to Dell. You already took Davante Adams. No more Packers to be had. Where are you going?
Josh Allen, that was a really good pick. I almost regret not taking him. Now
we'll make
a
trade.
That.
We will make a trade.
I actually would do that. That was a good pick. This is my first time doing this type of format. But you know, I need an elite quarterback, so I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Woo! Brady is off the board. The first Buccaneer is off the board. Back to Herd. You took Travis Kelce, so you can't take any more Chiefs. Where are you going? Your boy is still there.
Joe Burrow.
Oh!
Whoa! That's Burrow! I like it.
Joseph Burrow. Oh, man. All right. Back to Craig. Craig, you go two times in a row. You started us off with a Pat Mahomes pick. You have two picks remaining. Where are you going?
Man, this format is... You just keep looking like, all right, wait, who's gone off what team?
Just pretend you're Dave Gettleman and take, like, just some random wide receiver that nobody
heard
That's
actually
heard
a great
of.
Idea. I'm retiring. See you guys.
Yeah. You guys figure
just
it out.
Strenuous. I'm gonna take Henry.
You have to.
He's the only Titan. I'm gonna say he's the only Titan worth taking, but he's so clearly the best Titan worth taking.
Yes.
And he's probably gonna get about 35 carries, and even if it's one game, he'll go 35 for 200, and who knows what happens from there. That's a lot of points. Positional value, especially. Man. F it. I didn't go tight end the first time. There's two guys to me that stand out. I'm going to go Gronk.
Oh, Gronkowski.
Major playoff history.
Absolutely.
Brady's already off the board.
Those are the two bucks I wanted, and I don't think we're going to get a good buck now. But Gronk and Henry off the board. Back to Ryan Hurd. Your king was taken, the king no more, but you took Joe Burrow and Travis Kelce. Where are you going now?
I don't think that actually Derrick Henry's the most important Titan going forward. I honestly think that the two wideouts are the most important because you have to account for them. So you would think I would be going AJ Brown, but playing this game, as much as I like AJ Brown and think he's an absolute stud, I really think that Mike Evans is going to get more targets because Tannehill spreads the ball around. So I'm going Mike Evans.
And just like that, the West Coast Gamblers have been cut out of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because now we're stuck taking Leonard Fournette and hoping he's healthy. Fantastic.
Like Scotty Miller.
There's still Rojo. Yeah. And yeah,
Cameron Brate. Come
Rojo.
On down.
Say, also, considering what Fournette was last year in the playoffs, like that's actually the hesitation I had in taking Gronk was like saving Fournette for later. I feel like could be a steal. I can't do it now, so y'all have fun.
Oh, God. All right, Dale. You took Brady, a Buccaneer. You took Davante Adams, a Packer. Where are you going with pick number three?
I need a piece of the Bills' offense before it's too late, so give me Diggs.
Yeah, that was tough.
That's a good one.
All right, the man who came in second in the King of the Coast rankings was none other than the novice gambler himself, Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio. Dangles, Josh Allen and Tyreek Hill are already on the squad. We don't have a running back. We don't have a tight end. We also are the only team that hasn't picked a Buccaneer yet, which means no one can take any more Bucks. No need to take one of them right now. Where are you going with third and fourth?
Well, let's see here. I mean, the deepest position group we have is wide receivers, so I feel like focusing on running backs and tight ends is maybe where I'm going to go here for this pick. I guess it doesn't really matter which direction we go in. There's I'm looking at this one tight end who makes the most sense, but I just don't know how far they're going to go in the playoffs. I like George Kittle a lot, but I just don't know how far San Francisco is going to go. I don't think they make it past the Rams, to be perfectly honest with you. And Hunter Henry's there too, but I don't honestly know if the Patriots make it past the Bills. Dalton Schultz is out there, but that closes off all of the other Cowboys for us. So I think I'm gonna go with George Kittle here as our tight end.
Good job.
Who knows what'll happen with San Francisco? But if I have to bet on a really shallow position, I'll take a bet on George Kittle as opposed to some of these other guys. And then for our second pick, this one for me is pretty easy. I got to go Joe Mixon here. I think we got to get Mixon. We got to get the running back. I know that's not what you want to hear, Dell, but we got to get a good running back on the board, at least one. And he's going to be doing the yeoman's work for the Cincinnati offense to set up that incredible aerial attack that they have. So we'll take Kittle and we'll take Joe Mixon.
It's tough to be out of the Chase and Higgins race, but I agree with that Joe Mixon pick, Dangles. Yeah. There's only probably one other running back I'd be looking at, but I'm a fan of what you just did there. Back to Dell, Brady, Devontae, and Diggs. Where are you going for your fourth pick?
I guess I kind of have to take Cooper Kupp. I mean,
great value. Great value.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta take Kupp. I like to focus on elite wide receivers early in my season long drafts. I know it's a little bit different format, but I kind of have to take him. So I don't really have much of a choice here.
I mean, Dell fills out his squad early. All three wide receivers are taken. Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, and Cooper Kupp. No matter what happens, you have the best wide receiver core in this draft. Let's see if it works out for you. Back to Hurd. Yet to take a Titan. Burrow, Mike Evans, Travis Kelce. Where are you going number four?
Well, I don't have a running back. I should probably get after something like that. But without forcing it, the hard part is that there's not like a lot of horses left. And this is, I think, a little light, you know what I mean, on the playoff running backs. Like, is Zeke, I mean, he's got 10 touchdowns. Is James Conner going to be healthy? That's a question, I think. But I think I'm gonna do that. I'm going to roll with James. Nope. I need a Cowboy. I'm going Zeke.
I mean, I think the Cowboys are going to go a long way. I think they're hanging 50 points on people, like, until somebody shows me they can stop them on defense. I mean.
And I actually think Pollard's better, but for some reason, Zeke's still the RB1. I don't know. Whatever.
He gets the most. He gets the most volume.
This is why you guys do the podcast talking about this for an hour every week, and I just sit here and go, like, is that guy any good? So.
That's why you know maybe plus, the ads. That's why you were plus 400 to win the whole thing.
Maybe Greg, the ads will pop and he'll just go off twice. I don't know.
Greg, you got Mahomes, King Henry, and Robert Gronkowski. You have picks 4 and 5.
All right, I just forgot to mark off Rodgers. Someone took him, right?
No. He is still
Rodgers
on the board.
Still available. No, he's not. I'll take Rodgers. I have the two quarterbacks I think are going to play in the Super Bowl. I feel pretty good about that. Which then means I don't have to worry about Dak Prescott, even though I think they've been. I mean, I got obviously up close looks at them with Washington here late in the season. They're rolling right now. And I actually think they're in good shape to get a win and play at least two games. So I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb and start my wide receiver core that way.
I love CeeDee Lamb. Like there is not one player I love more than CeeDee Lamb. Back to you, Hurd. Burrow and Zeke, Evans and Kelsey. Where are you going? You got one player at each position.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna go with AJ Brown. That's my Titan, and I think that as much as everybody loves the King, everything kind of goes through AJ Brown. He tilts the whole field more so than anybody else on that team. So AJ Brown.
Well, the two most important Titans are gone, and the West Coast Gamblers also don't have one of them. We're in trouble, boys. I don't know if you paid attention, but we're in trouble. Chris Dell, you got Brady, and then your wide receivers are done. Devontae Diggs and Kupp. Where are you going?
Okay, I'm just seeing what teams I have left here: running back, quarterback, tight end. Dak was taken.
Dak's
available.
Dak's
available.
Okay, Burrow was taken though, right?
I took Burrow. Yeah,
I'm gonna take Dak.
Dak to Dell. All right. Well, guess what, West Coast Gamblers? All the Dallas Cowboys are gone. I shouldn't say that. Every other team is a Dallas Cowboy. Every other team is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. We don't need to touch those teams for a while. I am up now. We have Josh Allen, Joe Mixon, Tyreek Hill, and George W. Kittle. I want to take this Packer before someone else does. I don't want to be taking the fourth Packer in this contest. We're going with Aaron Jones. I understand they are my team. I understand the time split with A.J. Dillon. I just think they were sort of keeping the curtain over the sports car in the garage at the end of the regular season there. I love A.J. Dillon, but I do think Aaron Jones gets the yeoman's amount of work in this postseason run. Let's go with A.J. as our second running back. And this one is tough. I was talking to these boys earlier. I have a real hard time in deciding what column to go in. I think wide receiver is the deepest in the world. I don't think we have to touch that. I do think we need to close out these running backs here. And Dangles, I'm going to take your guy. We're going to be done with running backs early. We're taking Aaron Jones and Damian Harris as our two RBs in this contest. Dell, it is coming back to you, my friend. You have all your quarterbacks, Brady and Dak. You have all your wide receivers, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, and Cooper Kupp. Running back and tight end for you, my guy. Where are you going?
I think with Dak, with San Francisco versus Dallas, I could see San Francisco winning that game. If San Francisco made a run, I'm going to go with Darrell Williams from KC.
And that wraps up the Kansas City Chiefs. He did not need to go with Darrell Williams now. He could have held Darrell Williams to literally the last pick because no one else could have taken a Chief. But Dell, a newbie to this format, he's learning as he goes. He's also blinded by that Cincinnati Bengals orange he's wearing. I don't know how you can even see the computer screen in front of him. Ryan Hurd, you've drafted half of your team, Joe Burrow and Zeke, Evans and A.J. Brown and Kelsey as your tight end, you asshole. What are you going with for your sixth overall pick?
Hey, man, if you don't know what you're doing, just pick the guy on the team that's going to catch the most balls that's probably going to make it to the Super
Great
Bowl.
Strategy.
I don't think I should be given shade for choosing a player with the second pick.
No, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. This is how I lash out.
Hey, it's okay, man. I'm going to Debo.
Ooh.
Excellent.
I love it. Great pick.
Yeah, us taking Kittle, I like Dangles, but Debo, man, that guy's unstoppable. That closes out the wide receivers for Hurd. Back to Craig, who has all of his quarterbacks, Mahomes and Rodgers, very well could be the Super Bowl matchup. He has Derrick Henry, CeeDee Lamb, and Rob Gronkowski. Who's your sixth overall guy?
I feel like we're now getting to that point where you just take the best guy on the shit teams.
Yeah, who's going to be the first
to take an Eagle? We are indeed getting to that point.
Right. Are we just going to go to the state of... Where are you about to offer me something good, Dangles?
Please no, I was me. Just going to say, if anyone needs it at any point, I am keeping track and I can give you names of players that are still available.
No, don't help them. Dangles, we are against them. What are you doing trying to help? I know he's your buddy. Don't try to help
them. We're also
him.
Hosting them.
Are there... he's like, I'm just trying to put out the nice dishes. Are there any teams that are completely knocked out?
There's Buffalo still available to a couple of teams. You are done, obviously, on Dallas, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, Green Bay, and Kansas City. Everybody's done on Kansas City. I mean, honestly, you were the first person to take a lot of these teams. You sort of broke the seal on a couple of them, so there's still a lot to you that are available. You do have, I believe, you have the top two seeds in the AFC and the top three seeds in the NFC already taken. So now you just got to make decisions. Who's winning games wild card weekend?
Nobody that I got left. Let's say the one team that I do think is got a win in them wild card weekend is the Rams. I would have loved to get Kupp. That's who I had my eye on, obviously.
Absolutely.
That's gone. If I still need a quarterback, I wouldn't hesitate to take Stafford. But Higbee caught two touchdowns week 18.
Yes,
and
he
I
did.
Needed a tight end, so I'm gonna go Higbee there. And then, yeah, screw it. There's only one Pittsburgh Steeler that I see that's worth taking.
No way.
Najee Harris.
No way. Ooh. Oh, wow. Pittsburgh. It's early, but I
need a running back. That's pretty much the only guy that I trust. So,
Sure, you could do a lot worse in player, but could you do a lot worse in team? Pittsburgh is the biggest underdog heading into the weekend, over a 12-point underdog against the Kansas City Chiefs. Who knows? Big Ben's final ride has been a storybook so far. It's been phenomenal.
Sure. But the thing is, I don't think anybody else that I'm picking from is winning either. So it's just picking off of one game. And at that point, I mean, yeah, if Kansas City goes up by a million, then that pick's going to really suck. And is that possible? Absolutely. But Harris is. I'm kind of talking myself out of this pick. We're going to stick with it. We did it.
It's too late. I already wrote it down. It's in pen. I'm not erasing it.
We're going with Najee Harris.
All right. Well, then I am going to go with Jacobs from Las Vegas.
Josh Jacobs, who at this time last year was ramming his car straight into an airport security wall after his team was eliminated from the playoffs, now gets to play wild card weekend. Josh Jacobs makes it onto Ryan Hurd's team. Dell, you are coming up next. You have your QBs. You have your wide receivers. You have Darnell Williams as your running back. Two running backs and two tight ends left to fell out your squad. I also, Dell, I have to say, you did not take a Bengal yet. And you can't take one of the Bengal wide receivers. The running back and the quarterback are taken. Are you going to go through this whole ordeal without a Bengal?
I think so, yeah. It's years of bitterness and scorn as a Cincinnati Bengals fan. You got to. I have my expectations tempered for the postseason as much as my outfit might disagree with that. But what other teams here are eliminated completely besides KC?
Listen, again, I'm not going to stand here and help you out, all right?
I feel like there should have been a community shared screen big board.
There is one between the West Coast Gamblers, I'll tell you that. Dangles is over here underlying
Don't forget
names.
What you're playing for, guys. You are playing for a $100 future courtesy of the West Coast Gamblers, okay?
All right, let me ask you this. Has Connor or Edmonds been taken for Arizona?
They have not.
Neither one.
Neither.
You know, honestly, I feel like the 49ers have a good team, and if they're going to make a run, it's going to be completely based off their run game. So I got to go with Elijah Mitchell.
I love that pick. I think Elijah Mitchell does work. I don't know if they win their first game. I do love those Dallas Cowboys, but that's a player that's going to get a lot of carries in an offense that loves to run the ball. Schaefer the Sharp. The West Coast Gamblers have picked six times. It is back to you to make the seventh and eighth selection. We need a QB, two wide receivers, and a tight end. But let me tell you, my guy, we've already had Josh Allen, Tyreek Hill, George Kittle, and we've taken the Cincy, Green Bay, and New England running backs. There's a few teams like Tampa and, you know,
Dallas, we don't need to necessarily touch
right now. So feel free to go anywhere else.
All right. Well, Tony, you like this guy early. Well, we don't need to take a Cowboy till later on. This is brutal.
It's not easy, buddy.
I'm going to take, for the sake of the NFC, it's just a straight up, if I'm playing these guys ahead, I'm taking my boy, Matthew Stafford.
Oh, the guy who has lambasted Stafford for the entire season saying, I don't know, guys, wait till he gets to the playoffs. Those jitters are coming. He's now a player on the West Coast Gamblers fantasy team. We have Stafford and you have a second pick, Drew. Where are you going?
Okay. We don't have to take a Cowboy or a Buck. I think I want to cheat and take a Buck or a Cowboy, so I have to give you guys the harder choice here.
All right. Picture this, Drew. Picture this. Big Ben twists an ankle because he moved.
Because he moved.
Mason Rudolph. He's your guy.
I'll take Amari Cooper. I know we could have held him, but I don't care.
What are you doing? Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm happy we had Amari Cooper. We could have taken him 17 picks from now,
care.
But we have Amari Cooper on the team. Back at long last to you, Mr. Dell. You need three positions, a running back and two tight ends. Where are you going?
I'm going to go with... Shit, man. This is tough.
I also, Drew, so sorry to interrupt you, Dell. I just want to lambaste Drew a little bit longer. You were the one that told us how much you like Ryan fucking Tannehill, and we are the only team without a Titan. They do have the bye week and the one seed in the AFC. Might want to have taken an effing Titan. Sorry, Dell. Keep going.
Darren Waller?
Available. He's definitely available. Yeah. Question is, will he play? Will he get targeted? But he is on your team, Mr. Dell. Back to Ryan Hurd.
He's getting targets.
Hurd, you need.
He had 100 plus. He had 100 plus yards last time he played the Bengals. So even if it's for one game, he'll be halfway decent.
Absolutely.
Two tight ends.
Hurd, you need a quarterback and two running backs.
Have I taken my second tight end yet?
Oh, you're right. You also need a second tight end.
Yeah, I have a quarterback. I'd like to take.
Dawson Knox from the Buffalo Bills?
Hell yeah, it is.
There you go.
I'd like to take that young fellow, and I wish him luck in his quest for glory. And I welcome him to Team Hurd.
Welcome, Dawson.
All right, Craig, two picks here. You need a running back and two wide receivers.
All right. And somehow Ja'Marr Chase is still available, right?
He certainly
is. Correct.
And I'm the only one, though, that can take a Bengals wide receiver.
Also correct.
Yes.
Okay.
You were that person I was referring to.
Should do it now.
Either T. Yeah. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase will not be drafted in this contest.
Which is wild.
Wild.
But wouldn't I'll you rather take... have Joe Burrow with your second pick?
Joe Burrow is an awesome pick.
I love that pick.
Without question. Man, the running back stuff is thin. I'll go Connor at running back and just hope that he has a big one in this first week. And then I'm either picking a guy who might have a big week or a guy who's only going to play or who's I'm just completely hoping that he has like a long touchdown kind of day. I'm morally opposed to taking Cole Beasley. So like Manuel Sanders is still out there running around.
One misplaced sneeze and Cole Beasley doesn't play a playoff game.
Right. So I guess Emmanuel Sanders? I guess.
Manny Sanders.
Sanders making his debut.
I don't feel good about that at all, just so we're very, very clear.
I think
he could play two games, and I'm going to roll with it. And, hey, I get a touchdown, I'm set.
We were wondering who
I'm the only one who can take Ja'Marr Chase, so I'll take him at the end.
We were wondering who the fourth Buffalo Bill was going to be when we were putting out our big board. We knew three were going to get taken. Didn't know who the fourth one was going to be. And I have to say, Craig, Manuel Sanders is going to be a hell of a lot better than the Buccaneers wide receiver the West Coast Gamblers is forced to take when it comes back around to us right here. But we're not there yet. We're going to Ryan Hurd. You need a QB and two running backs, my guy. Where are you going?
I'm going QB, and I'm going Kyler, and I have no idea why. But you know what? I got to meet Steve Keim. Apparently, he's a country music fan. And Steve Keim sent me a Kyler Murray signed jersey, which I thought was super nice. So I feel like I owe Steve and number one a spot on the squad. So
there you go.
Kyler Murray.
All right, Kyler.
I was going to say, you can do so much worse.
You're on the bench, bro. But you're on the
team. That's actually a better explanation than mine for Emmanuel Sanders. So, you know.
Del, you need two more players, a running back and a tight end.
Yeah, I'm trying to – I know that I got a couple teams left. I really don't want to draft anyone from Philly or Pitt.
No.
Those are the two teams I'm trying to avoid the most. I don't have anyone from Arizona or New England or Cincy. So those are the three teams left I can pick from that I feel like at least have a chance to win one or two games. Arizona, I'm real suspect on, though, man. Like,
hence why I took staff over Kyler, Tony.
Well, there's nothing.
You know, I don't have anyone. Yeah.
There's nothing that sounds sexy about, you know, saying Christian Kirk or AJ Green in this particular situation.
This is going to be a little weird, but I think I want to give myself a chance to have a tight end go at least 2 weeks in and play each other. But I'm going to go with CJ Uzoma for the Bengals.
All right.
I like there that it is.
I like that pick.
Burrow likes him.
All right, Dangles, the way we divvied this up is we have the 9th and 10th pick here. You were going to take the 9th player. I was going to take the 10th player. Again, we need a running back. We need a wide receiver, and we need a tight end. And we don't have a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And who's the other team we don't have? A Tennessee Titan. So I would assume we're going to be taking...
I don't believe we have an Arizona Cardinal either.
Fuck the Arizona Cardinals. We're going Tennessee and we're going Tampa Bay.
You're not. Okay.
Deep cuts. Anthony Firkser.
We're going Tennessee and Tampa Bay.
Give me Swaim.
Wide receivers for Tennessee. You want to take a Julio Jones? I would rather have Julio than Firkser. It is your pick, though. I don't want to drag you. Cameron Brate as our tight end might be a little bit better than Anthony Firkser. I'm not sure.
That's,
it's up to your decision.
Kind of where I was thinking on that route there. Boy, kind of just want to leave you with the wide receiver decision.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. yeah, why don't we... yeah, I think we got to get a buck on the squad. Let's go with Cameron Brate.
Oh, my God.
I like it, Dangs.
Great. Good job, fantastic. Hey, Gronk, just, you know, go down the Antonio Brown route. Wide receiver. Listen, I have something to say, and I want to look at her directly when I say this. I drafted in a 16-team league for big money that I take very seriously. I always go RB, RB, RB early, and I had to open up my wide receiver slate. Could I take Chase Claypool? Could I take Devonta Smith? Could I take Ja'Marr Chase? Who knows? No, I went with your boy, Julio Jones, thinking he'd have an all-out crazy year as the opening wide receiver. A.J. Brown takes the safety help, Julio over the middle, and you know what he did? A boatload of bullshit. I hated Julio Jones all season long, and here I am once again in the catbird seat of the West Coast Gamblers Invitational looking at the playoffs, and my ass needs to take Julio Jones again! I hate
no Hunter
your
Renfro?
Tennessee
Julio.
Titans.
No,
I hate
no
your
Hunter
Tennessee
Renfro
Titans.
Here?
No, because the Vegas Raiders ain't going to win a game. Tennessee's the one seed.
Right.
We haven't taken anybody yet. Julio Jones, welcome to the squad. Dell, your final pick.
Basically, it's come down to either two guys. Chase Edmonds, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go with him. I was actually strongly considering Donta Foreman for the Titans because Derrick Henry has a surgically repaired foot. And I know that they're saying he's going to come back, but he has yet to cut on that foot in practice.
Yep.
So, you know, if the Titans were to even win a game or make a run and Henry was even 50% or not even playing, it would be Foreman and they'd have a halfway decent matchup for at least one game, maybe even in the AFC Championship if they got that far. But, I got the top side of the NFC bracket. You got the Packers, Rams, and Cardinals. I got Devontae and Kupp out of two of those three teams. Edmonds had a rib injury he was held out for this past week, but Connor's also dealt with a heel injury. So pretty sure Edmonds is going to play. And he had a pretty good game back in their first meeting. I think he had like 120 rushing yards.
Yeah.
If they fall behind, he might catch a ton of passes.
Exactly.
So I feel like I want one guy in each of those three teams, so I'll take Edmonds.
I love it, and that's your full team right there. I should go down the full teams. I'll do that at the end. Ryan Hurd, you have one more play to take. It has to be a running back. Where are you going?
Well, first of all, I'd like to address your Julio Jones slander. The problem is not that you took Julio Jones. It's that you didn't have a second slot to draft his phantom hamstring, which
yes.
I guess the Titans didn't sign both of them,
no.
Which has been a problem.
Couldn't only afford one.
But here's the thing. Julio is like A.J. Brown. It doesn't even matter if he's that effective because you got to account for him, which has been the problem when they lost everybody is like, who do we throw the ball to? We don't have to account for anybody. So I think Julio's – I mean, I honestly think they have been saving him all year for the playoffs. Like, he sat out so many games. You're telling me that this dude's had that hamstring injury for the entire season? Like, he didn't even go to training camp. Basically, he sat out the entire year to go play in the playoffs. Which is what he wanted anyway.
Yep.
I want you to picture another scenario. The NFL has moved the Super Bowl to Dallas due to COVID, which has been talked about. The Packers have played two very snowy games.
Mm-hmm.
And A.J. Dillon has carried them all the way to Texas.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
And I need a Packer and I need a running back. And that's the last one. And I'm just in my head picturing this man scoring two touchdowns in Dallas to win the Super Bowl for the Packers if the Titans aren't there. What I actually imagine is Deontay Foreman scoring two touchdowns in Dallas for the Titans to win because I honestly think that Derek's going to play maybe half the snaps, probably not.
Yeah.
So I think Foreman's actually a really good take, a really good draft person to draft, but I can't anymore. So I'm taking A.J. Dillon of the Green Bay Packers. Welcome to the squad, AJ. See you in Jerry World.
I love the quad father, and I love that he got drafted in this invitational. The last pick, Craig, you've had a minute to think about it. I think we know where you're going, though.
It's
really tough pick.
I could have signed off like half an hour ago. I don't know how I got Ja'Marr Chase last in this draft, but Ja'Marr Chase is who I'm taking last in this draft.
The last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, Ja'Marr Chase.
Unbelievable.
I think I automatically won for all the terrible things I might have done otherwise. That one's good. Wow. I actually am looking now, though. There's a guy available that I kind of want to, like, can I swap out a guy who's available and shift some things around who's also available?
Absolutely not, because once
can we do one round of redraft?
There is no, there are no free agents, there are no trades, there are no ad drops.
Right, can I tell you what I would do then, at least for the interest of the podcast audience?
Please.
You guys can tell me if I'm nuts, and this will be at least moderately entertaining. If I could, I would switch Higbee out for Dallas Goedert. If I'm going to have like one terrible one round guy, like, Goddard's the best they got in Philly. And I would switch out my terrible Emmanuel's, or potentially terrible Emmanuel Sanders pick for Odell Beckham.
Because
I
was, think, probably the worst.
Seen Arizona, I think he's going to get multiple weeks. That would have been the one, but I panicked and was like, ah.
But now that the draft is over, let's dive down to these teams. Again, as the season goes on, the West Coast Gamblers will be keeping track of these scores. We have graphics to go out socially, thanks to the gaming side. It's going to be a lot of fun to see who wins this challenge here. First time we've ever done it. Might be the last time, too. Who knows? Depends on how long Dangles takes to edit this thing. But Craig drafted first. He has Mahomes and Rodgers as his quarterbacks. Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, and James Conner as his running backs. CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, and Emmanuel Sanders as his wide receivers. And then Robert Gronkowski and Tyler Higbee as his tight ends. Not a bad team. Mr. Hurd, Joe Burrow and Kyler Murray, Ezekiel Elliott, Josh Jacobs, and quad father A.J. Dillon, Mike Evans, A.J. Brown, and Deebo Samuel, and finishing off with Travis Kelce and Dawson Knox. Dell, Thomas Edward Brady III, along with Dakariah Prescott. He has Darnell Williams, Eli Mitchell, and Chase Edmonds. Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Cooper Kupp, Darren Waller, and CJ somehow made it on the board, Uzama. Finally, the West Coast Gamblers, Josh Allen and Matt fucking Stafford, Joe Mixon, Aaron Jones, Damian Harris, Tyreek Hill, Amari Cooper, Julio fucking Jones, George Kittle, and Cameron Brate. That's amazing. What did we do to deserve Cameron Brate and Julio Jones? All right, that's the show. Thank you to our guests for coming on, for doing this draft, for forcing it down our throats here. It was a lot of fun, and we will see where the winner ends up at the end. Drew, how do you feel after you gave out the odds on who is going to win now that you've seen the draft picks? What are you thinking?
I think everyone is literally plus 100 after that draft. I can't make sense of any of it right now, hence I was trying to take a player from a team we already taken a player from, and then, you know, I did get a little nervous, but I will say I will defend Staff over Kyler. We're going to see on Monday night. I'll defend Staff over Kyler all day.
Thank you, boys, for joining, and thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with picks for Wild Card Weekend so we can make some money heading into the postseason. But that's it for the show. We'll see you next week or Thursday, whichever one comes first.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.